Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today's cattle futures market was all over the board. We ended up generally lower, though, on the live cattle, especially on the front end, April. They were down the limit, down $3 at $85.95. There was some cash at $100, but there was also some cash down in the low 90s. So it's all over the board there in terms of the cash. The futures market winding down here on the April live. It is in delivery period, so people are actually buying it to take delivery and selling it to make delivery. Right now, April's $85.95, so extremely low. June's down a buck here at $82.92, and then out in August, up 10 cents, $88.48. And only ones above 100 right now are February 21 at $102.65, and the April's at $105.27, down 57. Boxed beef made another new record here in the 282 range, up about $7 from yesterday. That was at midday today on Choice. So 282, that eclipses the highest levels seen back in 14 and 15 when the market went so high. So boxed beef is chugging right along here. Today's feeder cattle futures market was generally pretty strong on the April, up 95 at 119.42. May's were up 60 at 117.27, but out there in the fall, late summer, August, down 82 at 126.37, and September on out about $1 to $1.15 lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
Corn and bean futures today were slightly higher here. We had the corn up about 1 to 2 or 3 cents here. The soybean market was 1 to 4.5 cents higher here, with November beans up 1.5 at 8.48. And hard red winter wheat down slightly 4 to 6 cents. July is down 4.5 at 4.93 1/4. It's been hanging right in there at that mid 4.90 level. In January, it went up to 5.19, and we tested that a few days ago following that freeze. But it's really, really stayed right in here at these current levels. And today's cotton futures were up 47 out in December at 58.15. That's about 8 cents off of their contract lows. It's come back really nicely here. The equities today, of course, we had generally higher all day today. There was some disappointing employment news of 4.4 million on the jobless claims to kick off this morning. But it didn't really faze the market, as we were higher pretty much all day long on the equity futures market. The crude oil and energy markets continue to be the talk of the town here. The June crude oil up $3.09 at $16.87. Had a $5 swing between the high and the low today, but we finished right under $17. A lot of talk of different brokerage houses eliminating or not letting people trade the crude oil, especially the front month.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.